everyone, welcome back to the UK's number one retro gaming podcast, The Retro Asylum. This is episode 19 and a half. I'm your host, Andy Godoy. Now, today's show, I'm going to try and do something a little bit different. Once again, I'm recording this by myself. I haven't got, like, Glenn or Swaney recording this with me. And once again, I'm running a little bit late. But again, that's because I'm pretty much being tied up with decorating the house. It just seems like all I seem to be doing. But anyway, enough about that. Now, today's show will be titled Rob Hubbard versus Ben Dalglish. Now, the reason why I've chosen these guys, now most of you guys will know that these were two of the finest musicians on the C64 and the 8-bit computers. They really created some amazing tunes. Now, I could have thrown in some other names like Martin Galloway and loads of other people, but the reason why I chose Hubbard and Dalglish is basically because these are the two musicians that me and my friends at school used to really like, you know, the style of. Now, both these guys are absolutely fantastic, and I think when you think of C64, you think of both these guys. And although they're both amazing, they each had their own unique sound to them. Like Rob Hubbard, you can instantly recognize one of his tunes. You'll listen to it and you think, wow, completely, totally amazing. And when you think of Ben Dalglish, you can see a lot of Ben Dalglish's personality and character in his music. It really, you know, I've seen Ben Dalglish recently, last year at Replay Expo, and he certainly is a character. And looking at him now, hearing some of that music, I can think, you know what, he can definitely compose that. Now, the way we're going to do it is, I'm going to tell you a little bit, first of all, about these two amazing sort of musicians, because these guys did create some of the finest tunes ever on the 8-bit home computer systems, and it really is like a testament to their art, because it still sounds just as good today as it did back in the day. So I'll tell you a little bit about them, you know, what year they were born, how they got into computing. I don't want to delve too much into too much information. Basically, I just want the music to speak for itself. I wanted to play these tracks for you guys. And the way it's going to work, I'm going to pick five tracks, which, in my opinion, are my personal favorite from these guys. I mean, are there any other tracks that you wish I would have played? Or, you know, if you think I don't like that particular track, but you should have chosen this, please let me know. And on the comments section, once this podcast does come out, because, you know, I'd love to hear your feedback. So yeah, I'm going to play one track from Rob Hubbard first, and then play another track from Ben Dalglish. And then I'm going to read, I had a poll actually on the site, and I'm going to read out the poll. I had a few replies to that, and I think I've got one comment on that as well. So yeah, guys, so basically, let's start this show off properly. Let me tell you a little bit about Rob Hubbard. Not to be confused with Ron Hubbard, who is the Scientologist guy. So yeah, don't get those two guys confused. Completely different people. Yeah, so basically, Rob Hubbard was born in 1955 in Kingston upon Hull. And as far as I'm aware, basically, he was a professional studio musician. And he was such a fan of computer games and the whole computer movement that was happening around back in the day, that he decided to teach himself basic machine code for the C64. And I think he did try and approach Gremlin Graphics with some sort of music program, where it was like a game and it had music samples. And I think Gremlin Graphics, the company, they were so impressed with not so much the game, but his musical tunes, that they decided to take him in. And he created some truly fantastic masterpieces. So yeah, basically what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play a first track from Rob Hubbard. And the first track I'm going to play comes from the C64 version of Commando, which basically was converted by Elite Systems, came out in 1985, and it's basically an absolute classic game, plays like the arcade game, but it's a music that really makes it stand out. So sit back and enjoy this track, guys.
Thank you.
Right, so next up, let me tell you, just haven't really got much information about Ben Dugleish. All I know is that he was born in London and then he ended up moving to Sheffield at some point in his life. But he truly is weird, wacky and absolutely fantastic. And I think his music really shows that side of him. So the first track I'm going to play from Ben Dugleish will be a 720 Degrees on the C64. Now, once again, this is another arcade conversion. It was an amazing arcade game where you were going around skateboarding. But what really made me like the C64 game was the music. It's weird, it's wacky. And I'll tell you what, guys, just give it a little listen and let me know what you think. Enjoy. So next up, the next game that I want to choose for a Rub Hubbard is a classic game called A Thing on a Spring. It was a side-scrolling, platformy, puzzly game. And again, I tell you what, I love the track on this. Funnily enough though, I think Ben Dugleish did do the music for the sequel, which is more of a remix version of the first game. But I'm not going to play that today. But The Thing on a Spring has got a really nice bouncy feel to it. It really conveys what the game was trying to do. And the whole point about doing this podcast, I guess, is it's just how, you know, like you get given the music and you have to try and sort of like make it fit the game. And sometimes it really lifted up the game and gave the game a whole, but you know, like different sort of character and feel to it. So yeah, enjoy this track on The Thing on a Spring. Thank you. Now, next up is another track from Ben Dugleish. It's taken from The Last Ninja. Now, how on earth he managed to come out with this music? It's really, really beautiful, the soundtrack for The Last Ninja. And The Last Ninja was an amazing C64 game. It saw that this ninja in the middle of Japan back in the olden days. And at the time, the game really looked like to me, it looked like realistic. It was almost like digitized for me because the superb animation, the animation on the baddies, it really made me feel like I was a ninja. And again, it was that music that really gave it like a cinematic score. And you know what? I'll let the music speak for itself, guys. Enjoy this track. Up next is another classic track from one of my favorite games ever on the C64. It was a game that came out on Mastertronic and it was called One Man and His Droid. And again, it's probably one of my favorite tunes ever. It is simply superb, guys. Now, once again, you know, I want you to know that these are not necessarily the best tracks out there. These are my personal favorites. So if you guys agree or disagree, please let me know, or let me know your experience that you had when you played this game. But I absolutely love this track. And again, I don't want to delve too much on about telling you about the game itself. It's more about the music between that these guys composed. Now, they're very, very different styles. Each guy has got their own identity and their own sort of music. And so I'm just going to let the music speak for itself again, guys. Enjoy the track for One Man and His Droid. We'll be right back. Now, next up is another track from Ben Dalglish, and this time it's from Cobra on the C64. Now this is a bit of an interesting one for me because the game on the C64 plays slightly different to the game on the ZX Spectrum. It's got a whole different look and feel to it. Now, I think I might be right. I could be wrong, guys. Maybe one of you can let me know. But if memory serves me right, this music that I'll be playing shortly from Cobra, which was a film that had Sylvester Stallone in it, this was taken from the soundtrack that I think wasn't in the film. I could be mistaken, but nevertheless, it's an amazing like track, actually. I absolutely love this music. I think it's absolutely amazing. And I wonder how many times I've said absolutely amazing. Enjoy this, this music, guys. So next up is one of the finest music in any game, and again this was composed by Rob Hubbard and is Spellbound, and it really is just, I don't know how to describe this. Whenever I hear this, it really just sort of like takes me back to when I first heard this. This was one of the first games that really made me jealous when I was just a ZX Spectrum owner and my cousin had a C64. It just made me think like, wow, the SID chip can really do some amazing things. And this tune is just so ingrained in my memory. It's just so damn catchy. Again, I think this was came out from Mastertronic. I think it came out in 1986 at some point. But again, I'll let the music speak for itself. Truly epic and fantastic. Thank you. Now, next up, guys, got another fantastic track from Ben Dalglish, and this time taken from another movie tie-in game, Death Wish 3. Now, Death Wish 3 was a Charles Bronson movie. It was the third one in the sort of whole Vigilante series. And believe it or not, I actually played this game first, and then I had to sort of convince my dad to get this film out for me. And you know what? The film was okay, but the music in this game, again, is just epic. And it's just amazing. You can hear such amazing tunes coming out of a little 8-bit machine. And I know the SID chip was designed to be like a synthesizer sort of feel to it, but it just still amazes me how these guys could actually compose amazing tracks like this. You know, I think these guys were definitely musicians back in the day, and you know, it blew my mind. So enjoy the music for Death Wish 3. Right, so the last track I've got here in my top 5 tunes for Rob Hubbard is the classic music from the Average game that was based on the kids' cartoon series of the 1980s, which was Thundercats. Now, I wasn't a fan of the game. The game, yeah, it featured Lion-O, but that's about it. It didn't really feature many other characters in the game. It was just sort of like run from left to right. Stab, stab. It should have played more like Rastan. It didn't, unfortunately. Maybe it could have been more like Golden Axe, but it was just a simple little, I don't know, I'm not a fan of it. But again, it was the music that made me think it was all worthwhile. Now, it wasn't taken from the, you know, from the kids' TV show. The classic Thundercats are on the loose. This was just his own, you know, he composed this himself. And I think this is probably in my top 5 favorite tracks ever. It's just amazing, just simply amazing. So guys, sit back and enjoy this game that came out from Elite in 1989. We'll be right back. Now, once again, we're going back to Ben Dugleish for his fifth and final track. And, you know, this is, you know, I want you guys to compare, listen to the music. I know, like, Rob Hubbard was more well-known, and a lot of people think he was better. But Ben Dugleish, he had his own style, and I think he was equally fantastic. And I don't think he got the respect that he should have done, actually. The next track was taken from a game, again on the C64, from a game called Deflector. I'm not going to delve too much into this game. I'm just going to let the music speak for itself. I'm hoping that you guys have really enjoyed my five tracks I've picked for Rob Hubbard and Ben Dugleish. Again, those are my personal favorites. They're not necessarily everyone else's favorites. So once a podcast comes out, please let me know what your five favorites are. Do you agree with my top five and so on? Now, there is one more track I will play a little bit later on. But before I do that, let me quickly read out the poll results. Now, on the forum at RetroAsylum.com, I put up a poll, and it said, who was the best, Rob Hubbard or Ben Dugleish? Now, Rob Hubbard got 80% of the votes, which obviously makes him the overall winner, and Ben Dugleish got 20%, so there's no shame on that. Rob Hubbard was fantastic. Ben Dugleish was amazing in his own way as well. Now, I have got a comment here, and this was by someone on the forum, Homegram, and he says, this is a no-brainer, of course Ron Hubbard. Maybe which was better, Hubbard or Galloway would have been a better one. Too many tunes from Rob Hubbard, but his favorites, and I'm kind of glad he put this, he put Sanction, truly classic that was, Mega Apocalypse, can't really remember that one, Monty on the Run, International Karate, and Skate or Die, the loading music. And again, he put here, I could go on. And he's right, because Hubbard did have some truly epic, you know, game scores. Some of my other favorite ones, again, was like IK Plus. Amazing, but I thought that was just a little bit too predictable. So yeah, guys, this isn't going to be like an ultra-long podcast or anything. I just wanted to keep it short and simple. And again, I've said this phrase loads. I wanted to let the music speak for itself. Before I play this final track, I want to quickly sort of remind everyone that please give us your iTunes reviews. Subscribe to us, download from iTunes, because it really helps us, and the iTunes reviews really makes us happy, really gets us noticed a lot more. If you're listening to this for the first time, you can find us at retroasylum.com. Join the Retromaniacs on the forum, and yeah, tell us how you got into retro gaming, and yeah, be part of the Retro Asylum. So yeah, before I shoot off now, this final track I'm going to play was jointly done by both these guys, by Rob Hubbard and Ben Dugleish, and it was taken from the classic game of Vita Saint Monty. And in my opinion, this is truly amazing, absolutely amazing. And I love this track, especially on the C64. It is available on the Spectrum, but it doesn't compare, nowhere in the slightest. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.